Thank you for listening in. Listen for more podcasts from Minnesota Business, Inspiring Women, and more. Watch for our book, Expanded Stories and Inspiration, in the coming year. A little bit about Kimpa Moss and Beth Kiefer Leonard. Fortunately, I have the pleasure of co-officing with these two in the Lurie Besikoff building right off of 394, and I've been there for the past 9 years, and what I can tell you is there is nothing these two women can't do. They have been a source of inspiration and motivation for me personally for the past 9 years, as well as truly changing and transforming the absolute inside out of Lurie, making it one of the most incredible accounting firms in the cities. Leading with values, changing with consensus. The dynamic duo of Lurie LLP, Beth Kiefer Leonard and Kimpa Moss. In case you hadn't noticed, accounting firm Lurie LLP has been going through some changes. For anyone driving east on 394, the newly rebranded Lurie sign is impossible to miss. Managing partner Beth Kiefer Leonard and COO Kimpa Moss have led Lurie through both internal and external change, resulting in numerous Best Company to Work For awards and incredible firm growth. Together, this dynamic duo leads with their values while inviting employees to help create the future of Lurie LLP. Before Kimpa got here, says Beth, I had a dream of running a firm that reflected the values I thought were important and that we were ready as an organization to embrace. I wanted to have the goal of being a best company to work for, a place our partners were engaged in taking us to the next level, and have a line out the door for both clients and talent. To accomplish this, Beth knew the leadership team needed to hire someone. That someone was Kimpa. I knew within 10 minutes of meeting Kimpa that she was the right person, says Beth. Although it was immediately clear that Kimpa was the right person, there were 13 meetings with the executive leadership team to determine what her role as COO and partner would look like. The firm had never had a partner in this role before, and Kimpa wanted to make sure it was the right fit for all involved. I was doing my due diligence, she shares. It was important to me that I understood and aligned with the values of the firm and what its reputation was. In addition to living their shared values, Lurie runs on consensus and alignment. Consensus around here doesn't mean we're waiting for the moment when everyone agrees, says Kimpa. It means we'll spend time understanding what the disagreement is and why. We can get to agreement if we understand that because everyone puts the firm first. One of the big projects that has launched since Kimpa arrived is Lurie's Emerging Leader Program. Through this program, high-potential young employees are included in the annual partner retreat and invited to participate in designing the future of Lurie. They're fully engaged and know how we're serious about investing in them, says Beth. Kimpa has found that employees are eager to share their ideas, and Beth says this contributes to generating the consensus they've learned fuels the culture. People feel like they're part of the change instead of feeling like the change is being thrown at them. People believe they're being heard. So what's the Lurie LLP secret sauce? Respect for employees and their families. Employees are encouraged to bring their whole selves to work and be, quote, the same person in the parking lot as they are when they cross the threshold into the building, says Beth. Both Beth and Kimpa are driven by their love for the people at Lurie. The things I'm most proud of, says Kimpa, are the Best Company to Work For awards and the growth of the firm. The two most important things we have are great employees and great clients, and this shows we're doing the right things for both. Beth agrees and is proud because she believes she'll leave the place better than when she arrived, and there will be space for the next generation to rise. Both women agree this is a legacy worth living. Beth and Kimpa have learned lessons in the past, which inform how they lead today. I failed the CPA exam 3 times, admits Beth. It taught me perseverance and that you have to work hard for what you want, that it won't just be handed to you. Over the years, Kimpa has learned, when I'm tired or too stressed, I become that, quote-unquote other person. That other person can't get things done and alienates other people. It's like my alter ego. In the past, I didn't recognize when I was becoming that person, but now I do and realize that means I need some time away. Both women agree work-life balance is an illusion you'll never attain and have stopped looking for it. Instead, they believe it's all about blending and being one whole person. It's all about equilibrium. Life never stops. This clarity aligns with Lurie's value of being the same person both in and outside the office. As leaders in a male-dominated industry of accounting, Beth and Kimpa have learned to define success on their own terms. For Beth, this means to thine own self be true. For Kimpa, it means being a positive influence in the world. It's no coincidence the entire firm reflects both of these mantras. By leading with strong values while sharing an unwavering commitment to growing the next generation of leaders, it's clear Kimpa Moss and Beth Kiefer Leonard are finding success not only for themselves, but for Lurie as well. Their favorites? Book recommendation, Beth, The Swerve, How the World Became Modern by Stephen Greenblatt. Kimpa, Accidental Saints by Nadia Boltz Weber. Favorite service, Beth, My House Manager, She Keeps Everything Moving. Kimpa, My Housekeeper. Favorite product? Kimpa, Amazon Prime and VRBO. One thing you can't live without. Beth, My iPhone. One thing you'd like people to know about you. Beth, I'm a sailor. Kimpa, in my mind, I'm still 35. Best habit or practice? Beth, listening. Kimpa, making sure I build things into my life that aren't just more work. And finally, advice to your 20-year-old self. Beth, don't sweat the small stuff. Kimpa, chill out and start asking the questions you're thinking in your head. Thanks for listening in. Please share this podcast and tune in for more. And remember, yes, it's an everyday word, but nothing happens without it. It's the favorite word of people who get things done. Yes opens the door to change, lets the light in, and gets the ball rolling. Every idea, invention, project, movement, or marriage would starve without it. Yes may lead to adventure, risk, or even trouble, but no leads nowhere. Say yes and see where it takes you.